April 5, 2020. Come out of her, my people. Revelation 1881:5. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. 4. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. I believe that the mystery Babylon spoken of in the Bible is America. We have to come out of her, repent, and turn to Jesus, before it's too late. I do not believe we need to physically move in order to come out of her. I left society as I knew it over a period of many years. The process has been difficult, challenging, exciting, educational, and painful. I have been greatly helped by having physical problems, which pushed me further out of the normal way of doing things in the world, but I started my dropout process long before. What's taking place right now, this coronavirus, is amazing me. I am amazed to see the whole world on pause, and at home, not knowing what will happen, possibly losing income and opportunities, and facing a very real health crisis. I can believe it. The entire world is experiencing what I have been enduring all this time. Rather than taking on a smug and selfish attitude, as many might have right now who've also been broken by this world system, my thoughts aren't on myself. I can only view myself as someone who's prepared, that's all. When I look at what's happening to everyone right now, my heart hurts for them. I know the fear and uncertainty, the disappointment, the confusion, and how it feels to be suddenly isolated. I have shed tears for the people right now, because I know what this culture shock feels like. In my experience, I navigated the dark waters alone through my personal ordeal, but everyone has an advantage right now: mutual support from others, a common understanding, more opportunities for support. My own personal process of letting go of trying to participate in the way our country has been set up, survival, has brought me to a place in life where I have nothing of monetary value, but I have peace. God has been merciful with me, and I put all of my trust in Him, not the world or money or health or people. And I am happy. So I'm saying, even when we lose everything in the world, there's still hope, peace, and joy to be had, and give, if we put our trust in Jesus. He will continue to take care of His people. I came out of the world, and have stopped participating in the normal way of living in America. Yes, some of it was because of my health, but lots of it I have chosen on my own. I turn my back on the world and all of its ways. This leaves me with nothing to hold on to, and yet, I am free. We all need to come out of the world, and turn to Jesus, and seek Him. We all need to find out what He wants us each to be doing, instead of what the world tells us to be doing. We need to get our priorities aligned right, according to His will. Time is running out. This coronavirus ordeal can be used as a time to get right with Jesus, pick up the Bible and read it. Pray. Give your life to Him. God is merciful, giving us time to come to Him, before it's too late.